You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Tilitin, Homasqueam, Mustail.
Hi, everyone. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional unceded territories of the Musqueam people here in the area commonly known as UBC Point Grey. My name's Audrey. You're listening to Too Dreamy, and we are just listening to a new song by the band Pax. That was the song, it ran away from me, 4th of July from their new album, Crispy, Crunchy, Nothing. Pax is from Toronto, and this album came out just over 2 weeks ago. It is, let's see, what do we have here? What can I tell you about Pax? So, Crispy, Crunchy, Nothing, according to firetalkrecords.com, puts to rest any notion that Madeline Link had about finding the end. Burnout, dead-end jobs, bike theft, stretched dreams, heartbreak. Pax moves forward through all of them in one line, one lick, one beat at a time. Equal parts, Alex G's whimsing, and Helvetica's thunderous dynamics. And yeah, so these are some songs that were written in Toronto, Ottawa, and in Mexico City. While Madeline was completing a papier-mâché residency. I want to go on a papier-mâché residency. That'd be amazing. And the album revisits the fuzzy alt-rock of the 2021 debut, Take the Cake. Add some folksy twang to the mix for an album that explores the tension between independence, isolation, between living life to the fullest and feeling like you're wasting your time. Such a good album. Please do check it out on her Bandcamp, which is paxtheband.bandcamp.com. So, aside from new music by Pax, we also today have some new music by Deerhoof, by Debbie Friday, by Soft Cult, Babe Corner. Oh my goodness, it is going to be such a fun show. But we're going to start off with some music, new music by Ace of Wands. Ace of Wands is also from Toronto. We're going to be hanging out in that area for the next little bit. This is the song Desiring You from their album Desiring here on Too Dreamy on CITR.
Desiring you, ささここに来てごらん。これから話すもの語り、愛と奇跡歌うディファ。雷起こって小屋はう押しつぶされそうになる。
And that was Deerhoof with the song Sit Down, Let Me Tell You a Story from their new album, Miracle Level. And if you have not heard of Deerhoof before, I hope that was a very, very lovely introduction for you all. Deerhoof has been around since 94. They are just beautiful, classic, experimental pop, noise pop, punk. Yeah, and this new album that was just released a couple of weeks ago definitely just matches the energy of everything else that they put out. It's just so great. It is so lovely. And so much love to Satomi from Deerhoof for bringing it for so long. Before that, we had Lush with the song Light from a Dead Star from their 1994 album Split. Funny enough, right around the time that Deerhoof started out. And we started off that set with Ace of Wands with the song Desiring You from their album Desiring. And a bit about Ace of Wands. They are from Toronto, and they describe themselves as surreal and beautiful. They create immersive and intricate soundscapes with contrasting tones of shimmering and grinding guitars, expansive violin, and thunderous drums. And you can check them out at aceofwands.bandcamp.com. So coming up next, we're going to play some Debbie Friday. So it feels like forever ago. Was it a couple months ago? I guess a few months ago. It's been a few months, but I've been back on the air since my grad school excursion of many years. Yes, but Debbie Friday, back when I started again in the dead of winter in January, she had put out a new single that was called So Hard to Tell. And since then, a few weeks ago, she put out her first album for Sub Pop Records, called Good Luck. And Debbie Friday, such an amazing artist, and has been getting a lot of recognition. Also, shout out to my work friend Noah, who is like, I love Debbie Friday. I love Debbie Friday too. They were hanging out on the West Coast for a while. Now they are in Toronto, and I have a new song, a new to us song here, and it's called I Got It, here on Too Dreamy on CITR.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who experience sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty, and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical, and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3130. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre. Thank you.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has a naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
We were just listening to Soft Cult with the song Spoiled from the album See You in the Dark. They describe themselves as music for mall goths. I'll take it. Not quite a mall goth, but I was definitely a mall rat. Thanks to my mom working at the mall. And we just like hung out in the food court and smoked cigarettes because that's what happened in the 90s. So, a little bit about Soft Cult. They are from Kitchener, Ontario, formed by twin siblings, Mercedes and Phoenix Arnhorn. And it was during a period of creative stagnation, fueled by pandemic hopelessness. This project set out to fuse the textural bombast of pedal-powered shoegaze with the explicit thematics focus of the 90s riot girl movement. So freaking beautiful. I'm so happy about this EP. It just came out a few weeks ago. Why has everything come out a few weeks ago? I know why, because I was away for 2 weeks. That's probably why. I'm so excited to hear more from Soft Cult in the future. Before that, we had The Pains of Being Pure in Heart with the song Young Adult Friction from their 2009 self-titled album, The Pains of Being Pure at Heart. And we started off that set with some Debbie Friday with the song I Got It from the album Good Luck. And I was trying to pull up some Debbie Friday info earlier, but I got hit by a paywall. Luckily, Exclaim magazine website has come through for me. And yeah, they describe this debut LP here. Good Luck. Debut LP on Sub Pop. It always warms my heart with amazing artists. Get signed to amazing labels like Sub Pop. They just describe how at every term it's seen that Debbie Friday, despite still finding her way, has had an instinctual vision in sight, and that this new album makes it clearer than ever, grounding dual flames of love and longing, perseverance and grace, and life and death in genre fluid experimentalism. And the track, I Got It, that we were just listening to, they described this as a sweaty, cocky, acid house party starter of piston rhythms and gurgling gut bass. Love it. Love it so much. We are going to move back here on the West Coast for some Babe Corner. Babe Corner is a local band, and I caught them at the Catalano, I guess, 2019. Oh my gosh, 2019 feels like forever away. And a bit about Babe Corner. They are following up on their 2020 EP Killer. Georgia Strait describes this new record, which is called Cry Baby. It is their debut album as an exercise in perfect alternative pop. The overall sonic vibe lands in a satisfying place somewhere between the Jesus and Mary Chain and Veruca Salt, pairing angular guitar riffs and intricate walls of sound with blissful vocals and dynamic backing harmonies. It is a soothing combination, especially considering most of the songs deal with heavier subject matter like loss, grief, and heartache. This is the song They Don't Love You Like I Do from the album Cry Baby. This is Babe Corner on Too Dreamy on CITR. Thank you.
ta-ta.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Good one.
That was Genevieve Attardi from Los Angeles, California, with the song How to Tell I Adore You from her album Forever, Forever. And a little bit about Genevieve and her album. So BroadwayWorld.com describes Forever and Ever, Forever, Forever, encompassing a truly kaleidoscopic range of influences, making it impossible to pin down stylistically, rooted in jazz, but winding up at alt-rock or avant-pop. It is in the lineage of legendary Boundary Tester, Stereolab, and Talking Heads. And something that Genevieve shared about the album is that it is an album about the love I have for the people in my life, attempting to express with a lot of care different sides of it, reassurance, acceptance of change, ruptures, joy. Before that, we had Mazzy Star with the song Hala from her 1990 album, She Hangs Brightly. And we started off that set with Babe Corner with the song They Don't Love You Like I Do from the album Cry Baby. Let's check out some events that are happening. I just had some pulled up here, but we're going to do it again and see what we have. So, some events. Hello, hello. Here we go. Some events that are coming up this Thursday at Tyrant Studios. Kevin House and Roisin Adams. I met Roisin through one of the Fieldhouse events back in the days when I was involved with Girls Rock Camp. And Roisin is, we have some stuff about Roisin. There is nothing about Roisin in here. That's so interesting. How do I describe Roisin? This is, okay, yeah. That's so funny. Let's see if we can type her into the Googles and see what happens. Like, how do you describe someone who is undescribable? Here we go. Roisin is a classically trained pianist and composer, and her artistic interests lie at the fertile intersection of composed and improvised music, as well as in bold interdisciplinary collaborations with visual artists, poets, puppeteers, filmmakers, and contemporary dance artists. She's really amazing. I've seen her videos of her performances before, and would highly recommend checking it out. Tyrant Studios is just down at 1019 Seymour Street, and that's going to be happening on Thursday night at 8 p.m. Some other stuff that is coming up soon are, here we go, coming up this soon are, always awkward because the internet does not make it as easy for me anymore. Here we go. So coming up at the Red Room next Sunday, so not this Sunday, next Sunday, that is April 23rd at 9 p.m. is Descent April Goth Edition, which is really exciting. I have not been to the Red Room in forever and a day, and that sounds like a lot of fun. Also, happening on Thursday, April 20th. I wonder why April 20th is so popular, everyone. Paul is Dead, Gadfly, and Media Slaves live at Rite Gate. And it is a big Paul is Dead EP release party. So, yeah, that sounds like fun. And coming up tonight, once you're done listening to me, oh wait, nope, that already happened. Ah, okay. Please, people, send me your events on Facebook, and then I will share them. Please, please send them my way, because, yeah, Facebook has made it impossible for me to find events, because it's just like sending me everything for May, and guess what? Not May yet. So let's jump out to the next song. So we are going to play something by Afternoon by Cried. Afternoon by Cried is a band from Montreal. We played them on the show before. And they blend alluring dream pop vocals, lo-fi beat music, sensitive acoustic instrumentation into left field production to create an irresistible post-genre signature sound. This is the song For the Breakdowns from their album Gloss Over here on Too Dreamy on CITR.
Wiping clean the slate I sat with for years. Behind me, I'm eons away from then. I learned to love myself, I learned to love deep. To let go of my thinking mind and be my own, define my divinity. This is for the breakdowns. This is for the times I felt as worthless as the darkest thoughts I let out. Finally I can move it on, I'm moving past it, perfectly imperfect. And I couldn't ask for more than what I have. It's not like I forwarded it. Isn't much, but I don't need much with love like this. Hiding under eager eyes, I'm honing in on understanding why my spine's so tense. It's held my heavy heart up through the cold of feeling fraught with finding who to breathe within divine and divinity. Breakdowns. This is for the times I felt as worthless as the darkest thoughts I let out. Finally I can move along, I'm moving past it, perfectly imperfect. And I couldn't ask for more than what I have. It's all I've ever wanted. It isn't much, but I don't need much with love like this.
Please stay tuned for the 2014 coming up next. I will catch you again in 2 weeks because my family is coming to town and I'm excited to love on all of my sisters. So I'll catch you in 2 weeks. Stay tuned for the 2014. I love you all so much and I hope that you're having a really lovely Sunday evening. Bye-bye.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has an naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.